from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline and welcome in our buddy Joe DeLeon from the Believe Network. He covers both college and pro ball. Joe, appreciate the time as always. How are you?
Doing good. We're getting so close. That Hall of Fame game that we got to watch just makes me feel so excited for the season to start.
Yeah, even though we didn't see, probably couldn't name one player on each team on the field, but that doesn't matter. Let's start down in Miami. We got some news today, and just so happens that the Falcons are going down there this week for a little practice and then a preseason game next weekend. What do you make of the investment, so much money into their top three offensive players in Tua, Waddle, and now Tyreek?
Yeah, I think that the way that they've constructed their roster is perfect for the way that Mike McDaniel wants to run his offense. And to do whatever you can to lock down the flow and the consistency and the explosiveness, I think that's really important for their long-term future. I feel like a lot of people, and I was one of these people who, it took a little bit of a negative angle with looking at the Tua contract of, you know, does he really deserve it? But at the same time, it is so difficult to find just consistency at quarterback in the NFL. And we've seen so many teams just laying in purgatory for so many years. The Bears are a perfect example of that. And hopefully they end up finding their guy now with Caleb Williams. To have an understanding of what the future looks like at the position, even though Tua doesn't have the biggest arm, he might not create the biggest splash plays like Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, but he's the right guy to deliver the ball to Jalen Waddle, to Tyreek Hill, to allow them to pick up huge amounts of yards after the catch. It works so well. So for them to have future solidified on offense, I think is huge for the long-term success of that team.
Do you foresee the Falcons' offense being able to have success against the Dolphins' defense as a couple of their key guys are still coming back from injury?
Yeah, I would say so. I feel like the Falcons defense, their secondary in particular, I know that A.J. Terrell has been fantastic, but I really truly don't know who exactly is going to be matching up in practice and is going to be able to lock down some of those guys. But I would believe that the Dolphins are going to have a pretty easy time trying to move the ball during practice.
All right, when it comes to some other headlines going on in the NFL, you just mentioned a guy in Josh Allen. I think the Bills are the wild card team in the AFC for sure because they lost a couple of key pieces. Do you think the window is closed there, or is it still open for a championship?
Absolutely. I think that this whole team for the Bills, they're slowly improving. And I'm excited to see what the receiving room is going to look like now that they added Keon Coleman into the mix. I feel like he could be the perfect marriage between a quarterback and a receiver, that their play styles really work well against one another, because we know that Josh Allen likes to take a lot of risks at times when he's playing. And to have somebody who if he sees Keon Coleman open in a contested situation and he wants to take that risk, I'm confident that Keon Coleman is going to come down with that ball. He is a premier jump ball threat type of a guy. I feel good about this Bills team. I know that they've come up short, and it feels like just from the recency and the frustration and just the general magnifying glass that's going to get put on them and the focus that's going to get put on them when they fail to reach that next true level. I think despite all of that, I feel pretty confident that they're eventually going to reach a Super Bowl in the next few years.
A team that is trying to make a Super Bowl and looked like they'd have a decent shot as the Chargers. And then, Joe, we find out this week that Herbert's injured, and that's one of those injuries that tends to linger. They say he's going to be ready for week one. Do you think that's the case?
Yeah, I mean, that's so brutal. That's really, really brutal for the Chargers. Just like the terrible consistent or inconsistent luck that they've had, just things not working out for them. I was really bullish on what could happen for this Chargers offense. Now I don't know so much, but I was bullish because of the, you know, the marriage of Justin Herbert to the ideologies of Jim Harbaugh, and I think that the offensive line could be really underrated. To not have him there to get reps in practice, to feel out and understand what he needs to do in this new scheme, it's going to slow them down. I wouldn't be surprised, and we kind of saw this with Joe Burrow, where his availability was inconsistent last training camp when he was dealing with the whole calf, lower body injury. That ultimately really hindered their progress, and they started a little bit slow. And the same thing is going to happen for the Chargers here. If they wanted to have a shock-to-the-world type of a season, which would have required a lot, but at least a strong season, they needed to get off to a hot start to build momentum. Now, I don't know if that's going to exactly be the case. This could be a five-week stretch to start the year where even if he is available week one, it might take a little bit of a feeling-out period before everything starts to come together.
Talking with our good buddy Joe DeLeon of the Believe Network. Check out his college and pro analysis there. Looks like in New York, bygones are going to be bygones. Jets and Rodgers, looks like they're starting to heat things up in practice. The report out of New York is that he looked incredible during a scrimmage. What do you think the potential is there? Could they really actually do this thing with Rodgers in year two?
Yeah, it all comes down to the biggest question and probably the most annoying one for Jets fans is, does Aaron Rodgers finish the season? Does he get all the way through the season? I know that it was such an extreme circumstance for him to get hurt the way that he did last year, but all it takes is just one bad hit, one bad bump later on in the season where we saw in his final years of his time with the Packers, he wasn't 100% totally available every single year. If he lasts, this receiver room, this offensive line is completely revamped. Their running back room is extremely deep. Breece Hall is going to be a really dynamic option for them, but Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis, who are really good spell options when running the ball for Breece Hall, because they're just going to pound the rock in between the tackles, short yardage. Having two hard-nosed, tough guys like that, I think, is going to be really great for this offense. They have everything. We know how good that defense is. We saw the fact that that defense kept them in games that they should not have been in when they could barely move the ball on offense, what they were able to accomplish. So they're on the radar deservedly for being in the AFC Championship conversation. It just all comes down to, does Aaron Rodgers play at least 15, 14 regular season games, and is he fully healthy and available during the playoffs?
One more AFC question before we switch back over to the NFC. The Bengals are sort of an enigma right now. Joe Burrow, we'll see what he can do coming back. I mean, I like the refreshed approach with the Eminem haircut, so we'll see what he can do there. But do they have enough on the offensive line and on the defense as a whole to pick up where they left off before a series of brutal injuries to Burrow?
Yeah, I was really excited with the results that they had from the 2024 NFL draft because you just asked about the offensive and defensive lines. I thought that they aggressively handled both of those situations that were question marks and, more importantly, got the right guys into the mix. I'm a very big McKinley Jackson fan. I think that he is going to be disruptive in the interior. And if Amarius Mims plays the whole year, which Georgia fans are familiar with, if he plays at least most of the season, I think he could have a really welcome to the league type of a moment where he just bursts onto the scene and everybody's talking about how fantastic he is. He quite literally did the same thing with Georgia, where didn't have a ton of reps, didn't have a ton of experience, and the times that he stepped in, he was phenomenal. So I feel that they've really figured out what their offensive line, what their defensive line is going to be like. Another team where there's a lot of young faces that might take a little bit of a feeling out period, but I think by the end of the season, those young players are going to be much more confident. They're going to feel much better about the team that's playing alongside them, that they will have the necessary momentum to go on a run.
All right. Here's my issue. In the NFC, Joe, I think there's about three or four teams that are one notch below San Francisco, who I think will be the favorite again, and I'm having trouble sorting them out. So help me sort out the following teams and who you think are true contenders in the NFC between, let's say, the Lions, let's say the Packers, let's say the Philadelphia Eagles, and let's say maybe, do we want to throw maybe the Cowboys in there? Are there any teams outside of those? And how would you rank the ones that I just listed in terms of being legit contenders in the NFC?
Yeah, those are all the teams that I would go with. I think there's just huge, huge question marks of who outside of that is going to even be competent enough. I think that there's going to be some surprise teams that are wild card and budding young teams, like maybe the Commanders could be exciting this year if Jane Daniels has a good season. Maybe the Bears could reach the playoffs, and I think that there's actually a pretty good chance that they do, the way that that defense is built and how underrated the receiving room is for Caleb Williams. But to talk about the teams that you mentioned, the one I'm the most bullish on is the Packers. They have, and they just paid Jordan Love, they have this really well-established and well-put-together receiver room that doesn't have a premier guy, but it has a collection of players that fit different roles for different situations. Jaden Reed is getting hyped up a ton by that coaching staff. Christian Watson is their go-ball guy and field stretcher that can take the top off of defenses. And then we know Romeo Dubs is somebody who has been highly regarded by that organization since they drafted him. That whole grouping, I think, has so much potential to be the best offense in the NFC. Behind them, you really could flip a coin, but I think that the Eagles are the next close favorite. Their defensive line is very, very stout. They've got the two Georgia guys in the middle, Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. Their pass rush is going to be a little bit to be determined because of some turnover there. But their secondary is ridiculous, and we know how consistent and dominant that their offense can be when everybody's fully available and Jalen Hurts is in a rhythm. And now they have Saquon Barkley. But the way that they drafted this year and the way that they're able to get a steal like Cooper DeJean in the second round makes me pretty worried about what the Eagles are going to be doing to teams in the NFC East. Cowboys are right there behind them, though. I don't think that there's much separation because their strengths are very different than what the Eagles have. That their offensive line, we know how good they're going to be. We know that Dak Prescott, if he's connecting in a rhythm with CeeDee Lamb, and more importantly, in a situation where if he wants to prove himself, he could have an MVP-like season where a lot of people forgot he was deserving to be in that conversation at parts of last year. I'm probably the lowest on the Lions, not because I don't think that they could get back to the NFC Championship game. I just think that a lot of these other teams that fell short last year were very, very aggressive in free agency, were very, very aggressive in the draft. And while it's awesome that they have Terrion Arnold now, and I think that he is going to be huge for improving their secondary, it feels like they weren't as active as some of these other teams. And sure, they spent all that money on Jared Goff, but did they do enough to add to their arsenal, add to their already budding program to match up with these other teams that we're talking about?
Before I let you go, Joe, as we're wrapping up with our buddy Joe DeLeon of the Believe Network, check out his college and pro work there. Georgia, does their ranking in your eyes fall at all after losing Ra-Ra Thomas because of his off-field actions?
No, I don't think so. I think that receiving room that they had, the way that they rebuilt it in the transfer portal, it desperately needed an injection of just some juice. So guys that they brought in this year, I don't think are enough to make up for the loss of Ra-Ra Thomas. And Ra-Ra Thomas wasn't even really fully available, as we all know, that his presence, I don't think, is going to be completely missed. The biggest part is that their run game, I think, is going to be a real easy part for them to lean on. And then especially that we know that Carson Beck, when he's down on weapons to throw to, like he was for spurts throughout the year when Brock Bowers and Lyle McConkey were hurt last season, that he's going to find ways to distribute the football. So I'm not too worried about it. I really don't think that losing Ra-Ra Thomas is going to really bring them down a whole lot. They're still my number one team, without a doubt, with Ohio State right behind them.
All right, Joe, appreciate the time. As always, we will catch up soon as we get ourselves closer and closer to week one.
Of course. Thanks, Chris.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.